Welcome to Earnest Contender. I'm Carissa Gray. This week's topic is Manacled Minds, Setting the Captives Free. Are we bound or free? That is the question, my friends. Christians are becoming increasingly entangled with religious, political, and academic systems that shackle the mind. We live in a world of constructs that draw people away from Christ. Driven to save the world, many Christians try to solve spiritual problems with man-made solutions. But we're not of the world, even as Jesus is not of the world. Romans 12:2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." First, there are religious manacles. Some Christian groups practice traditions and rituals unrelated to biblical truth. From man-centered praise and worship to repetitious prayers and feel-good sermons, congregations are moving away from effective ministry. Churchgoers with itching ears seek showmen instead of pastors, platitudes instead of conviction, and programs instead of discipleship. Churchianity, not Christianity, churchianity locks people in invisible cages of busyness and self-righteousness. On any given Sunday, thousands will have attended a church service without ever hearing the gospel of Christ. Mark 7:7-9. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well, ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition." There are also political manacles. Some Christians religiously follow political organizations. With good intentions, they try to be on the right side of history. However, while the Reds and Blues squabble in Washington, America continues on a trajectory of decadence and decay. We are citizens under government authority, but we must not worship politicians or have more faith in policy than the Word of God. Politicians demand that we chain ourselves to a party and acquiesce to the majority, even if that means compromising our faith. Mark 12:17. "And Jesus answering said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him." There are also academic manacles. Some Christians trust pundits more than God, allowing themselves to be bound by isms: socialism, capitalism, Marxism, communism, scientism, Darwinism, globalism. Which of these man-made constructs has freed us from bitterness, greed, strife, lust, violence, misery, and degeneration? Not one. Colossians 2:8. "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." The God of this world uses all of these constructs to shackle the minds of our youngsters and keep our elders in a jaded stupor. Mindless, helpless, and hopeless masses are easy prey for the enemy. When people feel powerless to change their circumstances, they look to man for solutions rather than God. But I have good news. There is freedom in Christ. Jesus didn't come to entangle himself in worldly affairs. He came to redeem the world and to set the captives free. John 8:34-36. "Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Jesus has already overcome the world, having laid down his life to free us from the bonds of sin. No man-made religious right, policy, or theory can save mankind because Jesus is the solution. Saved by grace, we are also free from worldly constructs that blind and corrupt us. Consider how Paul admonished the Ephesians to abandon carnality and worldliness. Ephesians 2:1-8. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who was rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The world has nothing to offer but more of itself. The devil's pseudo-freedom is really a matrix of lies constructed to keep us greedy and gross. True freedom is in Christ by the power of the Spirit and by the love of God. And so, in times past, we were lost in sin, affiliated with sacrilegious organizations, ensnared by churchianity, chained to political parties, and fettered by the academy. Longing for liberation, we called upon Jesus, whose yoke is easy and whose burden is light. We can be transformed by the renewing of our minds because Christ set us free by his grace. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for the weekly podcast. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your friends and family. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.